Rivalries in the modern NBA emerge from different spots. It was Eurobasket, Spain and France, when Rudy Gobert established his presence on the basketball landscape. Since then, Marc Gasol has grabbed a Defensive Player of the Year award.
Gasol on the left wing, open look at a three on a feed from Weber is good. Ring it up. Put three on the board for Marc Gasol.
That Rudy now wants. Bogdanovich flares to the corner. Ingles is right tethered to him. 38 seconds to play. Jazz by two. Bogdanovich drives to the lane. Gobert blocks it. Rubio has it. Bogdanovich fouled him and he didn't need to. And Rudy Gobert has become the preeminent defensive center in the NBA. Tyus Jones, search dribble to Bielitsa, attacking Gobert. Blocked by Gobert again! Oh, Gobert land is a mean, vicious, awful place to go if you don't have a little escort. In the middle of the night, it's the Spaniard Gasol, the Frenchman Gobert, from downtown Salt Lake City. It's the Jazz and the Grizzlies.
Tip-off is now.
David, what I'm looking for tonight, I'm going to see who's going to get hot. You know, these 27 consecutive games that the Jazz have not scored 100 points against this basketball team. So we, the Jazz offense, is going to have to start clicking.
Fourth start for Royce O'Neal of his career and his three previous. He averages 10.6 rebounds and three assists, shooting 52%. So he's risen to the occasion when he's had this opportunity. Quite a journey for Royce O'Neal to come from 2 years overseas, undrafted, and now be sitting on the starting lineup for the fourth time of this NBA season. Opening tip controlled by the Grizzlies. Martin Green, Gasol, Brooks, and Kobe Simmons is their point guard. Gasol, you know well, he's guarded by Gobert. Great matchup there. Dylan Brooks is a second-round pick out of Oregon, one of their leading scorers. Drives wildly, shoots, misses. Battles for the rebound, Ingles controls.
And right away, O'Neal's defense forces the Grizzlies into a tough shot.
Royce, has been struggling with the shot, but an incredible defensive play. Try to get Gobert in the post, they don't. Double team Ingles, he's in trouble. Tied up, and we got a whistle.
You know, I think that was Rudy's fault. I mean, there's not enough room on that sideline for him to screen sideline and give Gasol enough time to get over there and keep him from.
Let me ask you a question. I agree with everything you said. How much is on Joe for being in that position in the first place? Joe pops out left side, can't get the three. I want to get an answer to that in a second. Back to Donovan. Shot clock's going to expire. Donovan doesn't know it. Drives into the lane, and that's a shot clock violation.
Well,
how much is that on Joe? Joe doesn't have a great free dribble, right? That's not his strength. But how much of that is on Joe for his being in that position in the first place?
Well, I'm saying Rudy probably should have. I don't know. It was like Rudy was trying to make sure he stayed with the offense, with the play, but there just wasn't enough room on that sideline for Joe to go to the basket.
Simmons, highly touted high school player, spent a year in Arizona, then went undrafted, but very big prospect at times of his career. Gives to Brooks, driving. O'Neal strips it away. Turnover. Jazz on the run. Memphis gets back well. Ingles probes, comes around the near side with a dribble.
Got to
get out
of there.
Keeps the left-hand dribble alive. Mitchell gets out of the corners. Ron asks. Joe penetrates, hands to Favors, coming high, coming hard with a right-hand hammer.
So what am I seeing, Dave? Is Joe Ingles going to play Ricky Rubio's role? Kept his dribble alive. He went baseline, came underneath, curled around.
So if you're
to the middle of the floor,
if you're our stats person, O'Neal jumps a passing lane, steals, kicks it out in front, goes to the rack, lays it up and in. Royce O'Neal, three defensive plays already to start the night. Joe Ingles, keep an eye on him, by the way. He's grabbing at something on his left side. These guys are worn out at this point. Everybody's body hurts.
Now this time of year, man, you just you done put on that body.
Into post, Jermichael Green fading back, missing. Rebound tap, Gobert has it. Ingles lets him have it. Here comes Donovan on the left side. The rookie out of Louisville's wowed us all season long. Step back, left side, jump shot. Good! 6-0 Utah. Simmons pushes. Far side, Brooks. He was in the Final Four last year for Oregon. Top to Gasol. Back to Brooks on the right side. Over the shoulder pass inside. Gasol with his light blue shoes trying to bump him back and Gobert. Nowhere to go. Throws it out top. And O'Neal knocks it out of bounds.
Nice job there by Gobert. He cuts him off. And once he cuts him off and Gasol picked the dribble up, then Rudy crowded him to the point where he didn't have any movement.
That matchup,
I don't know if that was intentional, but it did work.
That matchup goes all the way back to that great France versus Spain game.
Inbound, Simmons having a hard time getting it in, and a timeout taken. Excuse me, it's Martin having a hard time getting it in. Timeout taken by J.B. Bickerstaff. 6-0, Utah leads Memphis. 9:39 left. Timeout in the first quarter on the Jazz Radio Network.
Utah Jazz Sound Flash.
I think it's the confidence in the work that they've put in. Also, you know, being available. You know, some of those guys have been in and out. You know, like Wayne Selden, for example, has been dealing with the knee issue. A guy like Chandler Parsons, obviously, who is a good player. But when you're back and forth and in and out, you know what I mean, things get difficult. But it's just the opportunity and the consistency in guys who have talent and ability.
We just need to do a little bit more in certain aspects of the game. I don't think... You know, we necessarily took anyone lightly. We've had some teams really shoot well against us. And, you know, you can either say, hey, they shot well, or you can see, you know, can we do a little bit more? We have a saying, Igor says it all the time, it's not enough just to play hard. You got to play well. And this time of year, we got to play well.
Play hard and play well, says Igor Kokoschkov from Quinn Snyder. That's your Sound Flash brought to you by Newskin. Kobe Simmons hits a little floater. Memphis is on the board. It's 6-2 Utah. Donovan from the top. Catch and shoot three. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Green. Newskin's proud sponsor of the Utah Jazz. Discover the best you. Quickly the other way. Simmons back and back baskets. Makes it 6-4.
Boy, caught the Jazz running with their backs to the basket, not seeing the basketball.
He's going to have an NBA career. He's a nice player.
He is so fast with the ball.
Right block favors, about 12 feet out. Chest it up top to Ingles. Great pick from Gobert. And Joe's short. That's the exact shot Joe got about four times against Boston. Just didn't hit it as Joe went 2-for-7 that night, misses his first. 6-4. Gasol, left corner to Simmons. Gets by Mitchell, cut up nicely by Ingles. Bounces out to Martin, who's a little bit of a mid-range master. Into the post to Gobert. Left pivot foot. Set shot from 18 out, perfect, and we're tied at 6.
And you can see that what he's going to do. I mean, he's going to turn and face. It's not a post up. It's a mid post. So he's still about 14 feet away from the basket, and he turns and faces the defense.
V pick and roll. Mitchell comes off it. Thunder handoff to Ingles. Ingles gives the favors, gets it back. Left hand dribble, stops, kicks to Donovan. Right side catch and shoot three. Good. Donovan Mitchell is over 40% on catch and shoot threes. Just 27% if it's off the bounce. A great catch and shoot guy. 9-6. Here's Simmons. Left hand dribble. Back cut. Brooks. Cut off. Kicks back out to Gasol. Rotates back to Simmons. He'll take the long three. It's rims it. No good. Rebound comes to Ingles. That's the part of the young Simmons game not fully developed. 9-6 Utah. Donovan with an early five. Ingles already has two dimes and two rebounds. Pass up top to Donovan. One dribble. Swings back. Cross court to Ingles. Joe, crossover on Gasol, gets freed, stops and hits. Oh, look at that. Joe Ingles with a nasty three-quarter speed crossover pull-up.
That's not the Joe Ingles I knew last season.
No.
I don't know.
Well, it's a mid-range shot. He actually was allergic to
well,
those last year.
Well, it's just a move, the dribble. Didn't see any of that last season.
Dylan Brooks, right side, three, rims the back of it. Gobert grabs the rebound, reaching around from behind is Simmons and steals it. Cross-court pass, Gasol. Finds Brooks coming to the line, sees Gobert, doesn't want any part of it, kicks out to Simmons. Simmons tries to go one-on-one, nothing there. Here's the free throw line jump shot from Jamichael Green, it's good. Green, another one of these really highly thought of prospects, played at Alabama, had some issues that left him kind of forgotten and became a second round draft pick, but he was a big time prospect early in his career in high school. Ingles overcovered by Gasol, gives it to Favors. They double. Back to Ingles. Has Gasol again. Beat him a moment ago. Drives this time to the elbow. Lobs it inside to Favors, who pins the defender. Goes up with a left hand foul. They'll get two free throws.
They're really jumping the pick and roll with Gasol. He's jumping out. He's forcing the Jazz players either to reverse and go back the other way, or he's going to have to give the basketball up. They're not letting him turn the corner.
Tonight's injury report presented by the University of Utah Health. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Visit uofuhealth.org/jazz. If you're just tuning in, Ricky Rubio is out for the Jazz with a sore left hamstring. Tabo Cephalosha and Howell Neto are both out for the Jazz. First free throw from Favors is no good. He's really scuffling at the line recently and down to 66.5% for the season.
He is definitely, his free throws are not the same. I mean, it's not, if one's flat, sometimes it gets it where it's, gets it up in the air where it's nice and soft. I mean, he's not a consistent shooter from the free throw. Look at
ooh,
that.
Bricks that one. Then ball gets jousted all the way back out. Favors gets his own rebound. But he had to miss it badly enough so that it came all the way back out.
Exactly.
One way to look at it. Gobert through the lane. Cross-court pass to Ingles is too high. He touches to O'Neal. Breaks the 45 in the lane. Double clutches. Scores and a foul. Royce O'Neal.
What a move. I mean, he takes the contact. Still has the presence of mind and still enough time to get that shot off.
Three-point play opportunity coming for O'Neal. Royce grew up in Texas, started his college career at the University of Denver, and then after 2 years at Denver, he returned to Baylor to be near his ailing grandmother. From there, he spent a year in Germany and a year in Spain, and in a lot of ways has the quote of the year when I asked him, how is it possible that you can go from the undrafted to NBA player? He's, I learned how to play hard.
Uh-huh.
I said, what do you mean by that? He said, in Baylor, I thought I was playing hard. I was good enough. It wasn't until I went and played grown men overseas that I realized you had to play a lot harder.
Yeah.
8-2 run by the Jazz for a 14-8 lead. Gasol has been not very aggressive offensively. Gives it out to Brooks, left side, who's very aggressive right now. He's their primary offensive player, Dylan Brooks, second-round pick. Back cut, runs into Crowder, and finishes at the rim over Crowder. Favors goes to the bench. Crowder comes in. It's 14-10. Right side, Ingles. He's guarded by Jarrell Martin, good athlete out of Tennessee. Back to Ingles, left-hand dribble off the pick and roll, stops, kicks it out to O'Neal. He drives. Gobert sets a great pick, but O'Neal kind of double clutches and pokes it up and in. He also got hit in the midsection, and he is...
below the belt.
Well below the belt, and he is trying to see if that can go away a little bit while he tries to play defense. 16-10. Three from the left side is short for Simmons. I mentioned Simmons is a nice player, and indeed he is, but the three-point shot is not one of his strengths. He's now 5 of 24 for the season. Crowder, ball fakes, gets to the free throw line. He'll take a high-arcing mid-ranger. It's good. 18-10 Jazz.
Well, they're running the Jazz off the three-point line for the most part. So the Jazz are getting some twos here.
Crowder's led the Jazz in bench scoring 18 of 20 games he's been with the Jazz. Here's Martin with his shirt untucked. Gives it inside to Gasol. Working on Gobert. Bumps back. Rudy reaches in. Knocks it away. Stolen. Ingles picks it up. He's got Donovan going to the rim. He goes high. Donovan's there. He catches and dunks. Timeout, Memphis. Donovan's got a left finger that's causing him some problems, so he laid that in pretty softly and then grabbed onto that left hand a little bit. 20-10 Jazz. Timeout on the floor on the Jazz Radio Network. Utah 20, Memphis 10, 4:51 left in the first. Big T will join us in a second. First, let's check in on the Pelicans and the Cavaliers, and Sean Kelly on the call.
It's 57-47. Rondo between the rings. Throws it over to Miller. They're going to look for Davis. Posting up, Green, left side of the lane. Works him below the block. Turns away from the double team. Throws sideline left. Miss Clark, it's out of bounds.
Oh, that's the worst scenario.
11 seconds left. LeBron James, front court left. Miller retreating a bit behind the three-point arc.
It's going to be Ian Clark.
And Ian Clark trying to hang on to Rodney Hood coming out to set a screen.
Did everything was
getting tangled up right there. New Orleans with a 10-point lead over the Cavaliers thanks to Sean Kelly of the Pelicans Radio Network. Dante Evans comes in as Dante Mitchell. Dante Hexton comes in as Donovan Mitchell rebounds, and we're now joined by Thurl Bailey, who will make fun of me for that exchange. Here's O'Neal, left-hand drive to the rack, cross-court pass. Dante, right corner three, way offline. Rebound comes down to Green.
Now I can't make fun of you.
Why?
Because you mentioned that I was going to make fun of you.
Oh, that's good. That's called preemptive attack.
Exactly.
It's not good if it's a foreign policy. It's good if you're using it as a broadcaster.
Well,
here's Brooks driving, stares at Gobert, and then misses the floater. Rebound comes down to Rudy, who's been active on the boards with five already. Donovan attacking to the basket, scoops and scores.
I was going to say Jazz with a nice preemptive attack. One of our thoughts on the set was don't be defined by the three, and they've mixed it up with mid-range and getting to the hoop.
Well, they are 9 of 9 from two right now and 1 of 4 from three. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Here's Brooks, left side. He's a little bigger than Donovan. Tries to bump and back, doesn't. Deontay Davis is in. Hands up to Seldon for a deep three, and it's no good, but ricochets all the way out to the corner. Now in at point guard is Marcus Teague, the brother of Jeff Teague. Played at Kentucky, late first-round draft pick by Chicago. Has been bouncing around for much of his career. He tries to go one-on-one on Gobert, misses the 18-footer. Dante up with the rebound. Dante out of traffic. Dante in third gear. Dante puts the accelerator down now, slows it back down to second and chest. Sends to Donovan, rotates to O'Neal, gives to Crowder. Right corner three, no.
Nice ball movement, though.
22-10. Seldon, who was a summer league star and likes to score, driving on Exum. No look pass to Davis. Never saw it coming. Davis doesn't play with the highest motor of all time. Outlet to O'Neal, bullet to the Crowder. Reverse side layup, no good. It was fancier than he needed to be. Memphis had quit on the play.
And he really did need to go reverse.
No, he could have dunked.
Yep.
22-10.
Is Booner up there with you?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
Brooks lobbing it to Davis. O'Neal gets in, knocks it away. Shot clock's at six as Memphis recovers. Brooks travels. They don't call it. Out to the left corner. Three ball from Green. No good. Rebound Gobert. His sixth of the quarter.
How many consecutive misses is that?
It's a lot. Memphis is 5 of 15. You mean in the game or by Memphis?
Memphis, man. They have not made a field goal.
Here's O'Neal working the right side. Kicks it up to Crowder. He breaks it down the lane. This time he'll go hard. Miss the layup, and Rudy Gobert will clean up the garbage. 24-10 Utah.
Crowder doesn't seem to get up high enough for that move. You think, Big T?
He can.
Yeah, but that's twice he just didn't get up high enough. And it's a much easier shot if you get up off the floor.
Memphis hasn't scored in over 5 minutes. Here's Brooks driving, and he's fouled. That was one of the concerns that you're bringing up here, Ron, for the people in Cleveland. They felt Crowder was really much more attached to the ground than he was in Boston, and there was some question of whether his knees were a problem, physical conditioning was a problem. It'll be interesting to see next year as he comes back whether or not he has a little bit more lift next year. Alex Burks will get time tonight because of the no Ricky Rubio. Coaches have been really pleased with Alex's work recently. Drive inside Seldon, cut off by Jarebko, hands to Davis, back to Seldon. Contested three with one on the shot clock is good for Wayne Seldon. Seldon played at Kansas, the Final Four Jayhawks. He's a 40% three-point shooter.
We got a minute and 15 to go in the ball game. We've had two fouls.
As much as you might want to go home.
Yeah.
A.B. right elbow jumper is too long. Rebound comes out to the Grizzlies. They're on an early push with the basketball. Here's Brooks. Marshawn Brooks, pull-up jumper, no good. He had 14 in the fourth quarter against Portland, his first game of the year after spending the last 3 years in China. Excellent. Download of favors. Got Davis on his hip. Left-hand hook is short. 24-13, 48 seconds left. Jazz are 11 of 19 shooting. Crossover dribble to the basket. Dante recovers nicely, but then fouls the driving Teague.
I actually thought that was pretty good defense.
As did the announcer. That's why he said that. Don't decide to play along with the official and be nice.
That was a terrible call. Blame it on the angle.
Always a mystery that we can do this better. Are you a Utah Jazz season ticket holder? Don't miss out on your exclusive offer from Vedante Resorts. With your purchase of a new renewed season tickets, Vedante will give you a 5-day, 4-night stay at the Grand Mayan Resort for only $99. That's per night. For more details and information, contact your Utah Jazz account rep today. You'll be glad you did. First free throw, no good. Second one good for Marcus Teague, who played his college ball at Kentucky. Originally drafted by the Bulls. All these guys have got a little journeyman story on this Memphis team. Here's Donovan with a chance to go 2-for-1. Cross-court pass, Dante. Right corner, three. Good! Dante Exum. He's now 2 of 8 from three this year. He's had a great stint in the last few ball games, so you just can see all the talent. 27-14. 19 seconds left in the quarter. Brooks, crossover on Favors, gets in the lane, stops, travels, no call. That evidently is not a call tonight. Right side, Seldon, another contested three, no good. Rebound Favors, 7 seconds left. Dante on the push, three men back. Dante doesn't care, he blows by him to the rack and drops the foul.
He does that very well.
What are you guys seeing? I know it's only been a little bit of time. What things have you noticed that are different about him this year than what we saw in the past years?
I'm not going to say different, but I know what he still has in that speed with the basketball, his ability to get to the basket.
Yeah, I'm gonna echo that and use. I like his gears. He's got different gears, and he's been able to use them all and kind of throw the defense off a little bit and get into the basket.
Scott Rogers from our TV crew had a great note today about how much his shot profile has changed. How many more shots he's taking around the rim this year than he had in his previous years. Three after Dante makes both free throws is no good. And the quarter comes to an end with the Jazz ending on a 14-3 lead. And the Jazz have tied the lowest points allowed in the first quarter this year at 14, as Oklahoma City did that on October 21st. It's been a long time. The Jazz lead it 29-14 on a 14-3 run to close the quarter on the Jazz Radio Network.
Oh, my!
Utah Jazz Sound Flash.
Gobert through the lane. Cross-court pass to Ingles is too high. He touches to O'Neal. Breaks the 45 in the lane. Double clutches. Scores and a foul. Royce O'Neal. Royce O'Neal with a nice quarter. That's brought to you by America First. Game summary. The finest in financial services. Visit AmericaFirst.com. Dante driving. Gives to Faves. Easy layup. Dante creating two right out of the chute. Remember, for each slam dunk tonight, $50 donation to the Utah Food Bank, courtesy of your local Ford stores. Ford, go further. 31-14 Utah. Here's Seldon, right-hand drive, bounce pass to the basket, and a nice dunk by Ivan Rabb, forgot the V.
That was...
Never leave the V out. Jazz throw one away, Ingles trying to find Exum. The Australians don't connect. Rabb is out of Cal. Here's Brooks to the basket, big steps and scores. Rabb and Jaylen Brown were two huge recruits out of Cal. Ingles works to the right side, swirls back to Favors, hands it back to Joe. Joe, Exum, Alec, Jay Crowder, and Derek Favors. Crowder drives, gets cut off, nowhere to go. Alec comes to get it. He works the left baseline. Tight ropes, gets caught in the air, throws it away. Ingles ran it down. Shot clock about to expire. He throws up a bomb, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Joe's going to have to learn what Mo Harkless would have done.
And what is that?
So last year, Mo Harkless of Portland had a bonus if he shot 35% or more from three. And with like three games left in the season, I'm exaggerating slightly, he had hit 35.8%, and he just didn't shoot again for the rest of the year. Joe's trying to win like a three-point shooting contest. You can't take that shot.
No.
You're up 31-18. You just bury that. Take the shot clock violation. Here's Brooks. High dribble. Providence product goes down low, flips up the left hander. Rabb down low, misses. Rabb gets his own rebound. Back to Brooks in the corner. Scoring 40 a night in China. Now a chance in the NBA.
10-day contract, right?
Yep. Trying to go one-on-one. He's gonna. They don't walk off the island. They say in baseball, you don't do anything but score to get a job here. And he floats one up and in over Favors. Chest ahead to Ingles. He's got an open look three, and he hits. Joe says, I don't need that other one. I'll hit 50%. He's now one for three tonight. He's got 5 points, 34-20.
$50 to the Huntsman Cancer Institute, courtesy of Mountain America. You can learn more about Mountain America's community involvement at macu.com.
Nice mid-range jumper from Rabb. Rabb played at Cal 2 years. Really, he was highly, highly touted. All these guys that Memphis has are highly, highly touted at some point in time, and then something went wrong, and they're trying to discover they can fix it. That's kind of the mantra of what you look at these players. Here's Dante. Hands back to Ingles. Joe ball fakes, gives it back to Dante. He's at the 45 on the right side. Drives to the left hand, goes behind his back, hands it back to Crowder. Three on the shot clock. Tough three is an air ball. Loose ball rebound. AB can't get a hold of it. It goes out of bounds. Shot clock violation on the Jazz. Jay Crowder will check out. Crowder's not having great first stints recently, if you've noticed that. 1-for-4 tonight. The other night he was 0-for-4.
He's
1-for-5 tonight, actually.
His season high is 22, so he's not an explosive player. I mean, he's one that's going to be get you 12 or 13 points, and if he has one of those great nights, I mean, you're surprised.
Here's Brooks, played at Providence, second-best guard to ever come out of Providence.
The first.
Doris Burke, 34-22. You knew I'm giving ADB a little love. Jazz.
Let's see.
Foul on the Grizzlies as Jazz came the other way. 9:14 left here in the second quarter. David Locke along with Ron Boot. Sean's been our engineer all year on home games. Adrian's back in the studio working as he always does. We appreciate them very much. Left-hand dribble from Joe Ingles. Over to the left side, finds Favors rolling down the middle of the lane. And that will be finished by taking all the eggs and all the bacon. 36-26. 22, Utah.
You think we can get 100 points against this team tonight?
If you're going to do it, this would be the collection of players to do it against, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Rab throws it off Simmons and out of bounds. Pac-10 miscommunication right there, which usually is just done on their network.
Just really had to piece team players together, team, to make a team this year.
They started the year great. Chandler Parsons was playing well. Mike Conley was playing well.
They were the surprise
team early in the year, and then all of a sudden it all fell apart. Conley got hurt. Parsons couldn't stay healthy. Lob to the rim. Favors gets it intercepted, and it picked up by the Grizzlies. And then Dante commits the Euro foul. Geeky stat of the night alert. Geeky stat of the night alert. Utah Jazz lead the league in fouls within 3 seconds after turnovers at 11%.
To back up with you, I think, if I was just trying to remember, I think the Grizzlies was like 5-2 at the beginning of the year. That's all was probably in the month of October.
Yep.
Then they had the 11-game losing streak.
If I remember correctly, they beat the Warriors and the Cavaliers early in that year.
They had a very good run.
Left wing. Teague has it. Gives it into the post to Rab. Rab's word on him, very, very smart player, but just maybe not the athlete that needed to be in the league. Pull-up jumper on the right side, up and in by Ben McLemore. McLemore, same story, great high school player, McDonald's All-American, Kansas recruit, 1 year at Kansas, top 10 pick by Sacramento, hasn't come around in his career, they're trying to see if there's something there, so far there isn't. Exum drives to the left hand, in the lane, underhand scoop, AB, a lot of contact, fouled at the basket, and AB will get two free throws. Score here is 36-24, 7:56 left in the second quarter, Jazz by 12. Let's get a live look in and go check in on Minnesota and Dallas.
And now Barnes to the baseline. His pass out deflected. Knocked away by Crawford. Scooped up by Gibson. Now Jamal has it in the front court. Hop, skip, and a jump to the free throw line. Pull up jumper's good. 43-39. Timberwolves climbed to within four. Crawford off the bench has six on 3 of 6 shooting. 35 seconds to go in the half. Bounced it out to Dirk Nowitzki.
Got the word there. Minnesota trailing Dallas. Here's a fun little note on tonight on that basket by Jamal Crawford and one of them earlier. Jamal Crawford tonight passed Jason Terry on the all-time scoring list. The only reason I think that's interesting is two things. One is they're both Seattle, Washington products, and they're basically the same player.
The same exact player, exactly. Except Jason Terry's starting now.
I know.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Jamal Crawford tonight passed Jason Terry for 57th on the all-time point list with 18,866.
Would you send him a text? Would you send your friend a text?
Yes.
Yeah.
Step back jumper by Marc Gasol's up and in. Which one? My announcer friend or what would you like me to tell them?
No. Would if you were Crawford, I mean.
Oh, you think Crawford? Oh, yeah. Those two are like, Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they're both incredible. I mean, Jamal Crawford is the ambassador of Seattle sports. Joe Ingles, catch and shoot three right side. No good. Rebound to Memphis. Jazz lead by 12 here in a sleepy game, 38-26.
Look what I just got.
Driving hard to the basket is Brooks, and he scores it. And Quinn wants a timeout. Ron Boone, what is it you just
got? Well, we can get back to this because it's all about the Grizzlies and how poor they've been all season long.
Well, that's awfully nice of you. On that cheery note, Ron, stay with us so Ron Boone can depress you if you're a Grizzly fan. Or if you're a Jazz fan, thank, oh goodness, it's not me. 38-28, Jazz by 10, 7:15 left here in the second quarter on the Jazz Radio Network.
Utah Jazz Day in History.
Do you remember when?
The year was 2001. The Jazz beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 95-88 at home, giving John Stockton his 1,330th game played in the NBA, taking the third spot all time. Thurl Bailey reflects on Stockton's longevity.
I think stems primarily from the fact that it's about him being a gym rat. The gym rat's the kind of guy who just loves to lace them up and just get in there and play. And he wasn't afraid of anything, wasn't afraid of anybody. He was just tough.
Stockton would finish his career with 1,504 games played in the NBA. He currently sits in the third spot overall and holds the record for most games played with a single franchise. It's your day in history brought to you by Safe Light Auto Glass. Jazz with the basketball. Memphis kind of messes up the inbound play by the Jazz, and Donovan drives the right side and commits a foul. Offensive foul on Donovan Mitchell is his first foul. Safe Light Auto Glass will donate $5 for every rebound secured from this year's leading rebounder. All proceeds from Safe Light Auto Glass Master the Glass be donated to the Utah Food Bank at the end of the season. Jazz are by 10 in kind of a sleepy game. They jumped out early and led it 20-10, and since then it's been even. Left side is Brooks, Marshawn Brooks. He lobs inside to Gasol. Donovan's fallen down twice on this possession defensively. Brooks now drives by Donovan at Gobert and scores over him. Donovan's got two left shoes on right now. 38-30, 8-point game. Memphis has outscored the Jazz since it was 20-10. A little 7-2 surge here. Donovan working the top. Jazz without Rubio tonight, and Donovan driving is fouled. Fouled by McLemore on the play. We're watching a bunch of games tonight. Denver and Oklahoma City are taking place right now. That's a big one for us to watch. They're through three quarters between New Orleans and Cleveland. We'll keep an eye on that one for you. And Dallas and Minnesota at halftime, with Dallas leading Minnesota just by two. Here's Donovan at the top. Terminates the dribble. Swings to Jarebko. Right side three. Good for Jonas. Jarebko's the second best three-point shooter on the Jazz at 40%. And he puts the Jazz up 41-30 on their fourth three of the game.
But was that in the up above the break three?
It was a rarity for him, just barely exactly above the break. He is a much better corner three shooter. Speaking of corner threes, here's Marc Gasol for a corner three. Mm-hmm. It's good.
When you let a player turn the corner, and Rudy has to pick your man up.
Dante turns the corner, drives, kicks to Jarebko. The best corner three shooter on the team. And he misses. Come on, Jonas follows script. 8-point game, fast break the other way, easy layup for Jarrell Martin, and the Jazz have let their, it feels kind of sleepy in the building, and I keep saying that about the game, and that's exactly how Memphis wants it. The Jazz have let their foot off the accelerator. It's a 6-point game, 41-35. Jazz without Rubio tonight, was out with a hamstring. Donovan off the bounce, high arcing three is short. Donovan really struggling on that shot, below 25% in the last 15 games.
Well, now that they're playing faster, it seemed like the Memphis Grizzlies are more into the game now.
Well, they finished the other night without Gasol because they were doing exactly that to Portland. Here's Martin, a long mid-range shot, no good. O'Neal grabs the rebound. Royce started tonight, his fourth start of his career. He's got 7 points and two rebounds. He goes coast to coast. Kicks to Jarebko, right side three. He says, lock! I can't make them all. I'm a 50% corner three shooter. I missed the last one. I'm burying this one. Don't doubt me. Timeout, Memphis. You think that's what he was saying?
He knew you were talking about it.
You think so?
Can you see him look up here?
I did. I saw him talking trash. The nice Swede with a little nasty words to the broadcaster got mad at him for not following script. 9-point Jazz lead. Jonas Jarebko from three on the Jazz Radio Network. Utah Jazz back up by 9 after back-to-back Jarebko threes. Makes it 44-35. With 4:47 left.
David, I was just trying to put together the starting lineup for the Memphis Grizzlies at the beginning of the season. And it had to be Green, Gasol, Conley, McLemore maybe.
Yeah, they didn't really have a two. And Parsons.
And Parsons.
And that was pretty good. Dylan Brooks got in there pretty early, was playing a lot for them. 44-35. Jazz lead. Remember, it was Tony Allen and Zach Randolph. They turned the page in the offseason. Inbound is Marc Gasol for a turnaround jumper. Nice play out of the timeout by Bickerstaff. They're 26th in the league on a timeout, so that's not usually a strength.
And so far, he's staying away from the basket.
Marc Gasol is 4-for-4 tonight. Rudy, bounce pass from Donovan, hard time handling it, gets it, loses it, falls to the ground, no call, wanted one. Gasol picks it up, outlets it to Simmons, who's grabbed by Mitchell for a foul. That's Donovan's second foul. 44-37, 4:11 left in the second quarter. That's the second team foul on the Jazz. If you're just tuning in tonight, the Jazz, winners of 23 of their last 28, but lost their last two at home, led early 20-10. They led 29-14 at the end of one, but Memphis has cut that lead in half. Jazz led by as many as 17. It's now down to 7, and Memphis has the basketball. Green at the top, gives it right side to Simmons, rookie out of Arizona. Takes a left-hand dribble into the lane, gets his shot altered, so he throws it over to Martin, who throws it up to the guy in the fifth row right over the head of Gail Miller.
She got out of the way. How about that?
That was smart. I don't really expect Gail to be, like, lurching out of her seat to go up high up the elevator floor to go grab that one and then throw it back into play or something. I think the duck is probably the right move by Gale.
I read the scouting report. That takes their head off.
Right.
Man.
Here's Donovan. No look pass to the corner to Jarebko. They close well on the three. Top to Gobert. Left side to Donovan. Comes off a double stagger into an off-the-bounce three. No good. You can see he's really working that. He was short on the last one, long on this one. It's just not a shot he's comfortable right now. Here's Jarrell Martin going coast to coast. Lays it up and in, and we've got ourselves a five-point game, 44-39. Memphis has won their last two. They won in Portland. They beat Minnesota.
And ever since they start playing fast, they've been, I mean, really pushing the ball up the floor.
Jazz are not as well organized. Nice cut by Jarebko to the rack. Pass from Donovan, lays it up and in.
Great pass, though.
You can tell the Jazz are without their point guard tonight. They're making individual plays rather than collected plays.
That's a great point.
46-39, 7-point advantage. And a moving pick on Gasol? No, just a Royce O'Neal foul. Jazz are on a 15-6 run. I mean, Grizzlies are on a 15-6 run. The Jazz just answered right there. Inbound to the Grizzlies. 13 on the shot clock, under 3 to play, second quarter. Lob down low over Martin and out of bounds.
Ball's out of bounds. Jazz ball.
Mark Miller Subaru wants you to love your car buying experience. That's why we developed Promise Price. Promise Price is truly exceptional customer service. Come experience our commitment at Promise Price at either location or start your purchase online at markmillersubaru.com. We know you'll love the experience. Ingles playing a lot of point guard tonight. He's got 5 assists. Gives it off to Favors. He tries to bump and back, falls to the ground. Curly Neal dribbles, loses control, but out of bounds off the Grizzlies. It was a play earlier tonight, Ron, that leaves me yearning for a little bit more from Derek Favors. Quinn Snyder takes time out. We'll keep it here. He got a smaller guy in the post, and he left-hand hooked to the middle, and he came up short. And in a big-picture concept to me, if Derek's going to try to play the four with Gobert, and teams are switching one through four all the time, you've got to be able to occasionally send Derek to the post on a smaller guy and punish someone. And that's just not something he ever developed. As much as he's working on this three, and that's nice, it's that part. And I know the post game's dead, but if you're going to switch a point guard onto a guy as big as Derek Favors, it'd be nice if you could then say, back it out, send Favors to the post, and drop it into him. It
doesn't necessarily have to be a point guard. It has to be someone 6'5", 6'4", right. So, you know, somewhere in there, just because he does have the size advantage and his ability to shoot over the top of players like that. I totally agree with you with that. But you get the impression, though, that guys, you know, trying to stay with the script, you know, don't deviate from what they're trying to do out there on the floor. But we haven't even seen the Jazz use the high-low that much this year like they used last year there as well.
One thing Quinn said to me about this when I talked to him about this, I thought was fascinating. He said the problem is if you're going to do that, you have to do it immediately. In this day and age, teams are so quick that they'll bounce that guard out from the weeks. If their other big is somewhere close, he'll run down and that guard bounces out. And by the time you get the ball into Favors, he's actually got a big on him. And now you're in an inefficient old-school bit post play.
And you use time on the clock there as well. But you're absolutely right. You see that a lot with teams like that. I mean, they'll switch in a minute when they can.
Nobody's better than Draymond at that. Donovan, nifty crossover. Right-hand floater is no good. Rebound comes down to Green. Donovan Mitchell, 4 of 9 shooting tonight, has 9 points.
Jazz led by as many as 17 in this game.
And they're now only up by 7. Here's Martin, 6'10", long athlete out of Tennessee. Gives it over to Teague. He flares it back out to Gasol. Long, high arcing pass takes a long time, but Gasol's able to get the three over Mitchell and score it. And it's a 4-point game. 46-42 with 2 minutes left here in the second.
2 minutes.
Right side, Ingles. High pick and roll with Gobert. Works himself in the lane. Gasol drops a hand to Gobert and he's fouled. And Rudy will get 2 free throws. With Rudy going to the free throw line and the Jazz leading at 46-42, 1:54 left. Let's go check in on the Denver Nuggets and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Jokic has it across the timeline for Denver. Hands it off over to Jamal Murray. Lobs it on the elbow to Trey Lyles. Lyles puts it on the floor against Abrines. Starts backing him in the paint. Turnaround 9-footer. Jumper's no good. Denver's falling apart. Can't make a bucket here. Westbrook has it the other way. Westbrook stops, takes a 3. Got it, and a foul on Torrey Craig.
Wow, Denver led this game by more than 15. And the Thunder are on a run. A loss tonight comes awfully close to putting Denver on life support. And the problem with that is Denver has a bunch of games coming up. We need them to win. Like, there's a funny game here where you don't want Denver to tap out of the playoff race because we need them to win some games later this week. 48-42, Utah by six. Gobert makes both free throws. He's over 70% on the season. And the Jazz have a major defensive breakdown as Jarrell Martin goes on a cut. Marc Gasol finds him, and he dunks it. And Joe Ingles left wondering where his man went.
Yeah, if you're going to have single coverage on Gasol, have single coverage. You take care of your man.
Ingles stops at the elbow, wants to pass. It's not there, so he shoots, misses, and Favors volleyball, taps it up and in. Literally went up with two hands and just tapped it in. 50-44, Jazz by six. Here's Teague, left side. Not Jeff Teague, Marcus. To Gasol, who's red hot. And oh my, Marcus Gasol is 6 of 6. That's his third three. He's got 15 points.
Well, it's something we were worried about here with him.
The Jazz really
pick and pop.
The Jazz took that away. That's the play we talked to Quinn Snyder about in shoot-around. Gasol's now 8th all-time on the Grizzlies' three-point list. How about that for a guy who's shot threes for like 2 years? Baseball pass to O'Neal in the corner. Drives the baseline. Flares it out to Donovan. Rotates to Ingles. Open three, short. And the rebound comes down. And the Jazz above the break three-point shooting. A struggle again tonight. Brooks in transition. Bricks it. Rebound comes to Donovan. 28 seconds left in the quarter. And a half. Donovan, I thought, bypassed a look. I don't want him to bypass, by the way, on that last one.
No, but you don't mind.
I agree.
Joe Ingles.
Nope.
Shooting the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Donovan at the top. It's not often we talk about Donovan bypassing. Spins in the lane. Underhand scoop. No, but he's fouled with 8.5 seconds left in the quarter. Wow, that Oklahoma City-Denver game is really interesting. With 8 seconds left here in the half, Jazz lead at 50-47. Oklahoma City has come back from 15 down to take a lead with 6 minutes and 15 seconds left in that game. Denver has been blowing fourth quarters at colossal levels on this road trip. In Philadelphia, they did it. I think it was against Toronto they did as well. I'd have to check back on all of them recently, but this looks like it could be another one. They led by 15 in the third quarter of this game. Donovan makes both free throws, and the Jazz lead 52-47. 5-point advantage. Teague leaves it behind for Gasol. He's yet to miss today. His pass deflected by Donovan, picked up by Martin at the horn. He misses. And Utah, 52, Memphis 47. The Jazz, second lowest point total in a, no, that's not right. We had scored 23 points in that quarter. 52-47 Jazz, lead it by 5 at the half. Coach's interview coming up. Tony and Britton with you at halftime on the Jazz Radio Network.
Introducing
Rock the Casbah.
First half recap on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
To Ingles. Ingles gives the Favors, gets it back, left hand dribble, stops, kicks to Donovan. Right side catch and shoot three. Good. Donovan Mitchell is over 40% on catch and shoot threes, just 27% if it's off the bounce. Left-hand dribble from Joe Ingles. Over to the left side, finds Favors, rolling down the middle of the lane. And that will be finished by taking all the eggs and all the bacon. Here's Martin, a long mid-range shot, no good. O'Neal grabs the rebound. Royce started tonight, his fourth start of his career. He's got 7 points and 2 rebounds. He goes coast to coast. Kicks to Jerebko, right side three. He says, lock! I can't make them all. I'm a 50% corner three shooter. I missed the last one. I'm burying this one. Don't doubt me. 50-44, Jazz by six. Here's Teague, left side. Not Jeff Teague, Marcus. To Gasol, who's red hot. And oh my, Marc Gasol is 6 of 6. That's his third three. He's got 15 points. Second half about to start. It's 52-47. That is your America First game summary brought to you by America First. Your Zions Bank. Let's see what's going on here. We got the Jazz, 52-47. Donovan Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, Joe Ingles, Derek Favors, and Rudy Gobert on the floor for the Jazz. Ingles pops up top, terminates, lobs down low to Rudy on a hard roll, and an aggressive power-up move by Rudy Gobert. He really got his feet set and went up strong.
Great pass, and the good thing that the defender was trying to catch up to Rudy, had his back to the pass, he was able to catch and finish.
Gasol, who was on fire, as you heard on the America First game summary, continues to be. He's now 7 of 7 with his for three, and it's interesting. They're doing something interesting with Gasol, Ron, that's bothering the Jazz, and that is that corner three is not a spot where a lot of bigs play, and that's not a place where Rudy wants to go. Here's O'Neal, left-hand drive all the way to the basket, too hard. Gobert gets the rebound, gets pushed out of bounds. He saves it. No, he doesn't. Rudy stepped on the line. The Oklahoma City-Denver game is going to the wire. We'll try to get you that close here if we can. That's a great one. As is Cleveland and New Orleans. Down low, Dylan Brooks. Kicks it up top to Gasol. It's 7 of 7. Donovan swipes it away, picks it up. Donovan going to the basket. Big step to the rack. Lays it up and in.
Okay, that's the Jazz defense has to kick in here. I mean,
well, they did
we
the
know
first
that Gasol's
quarter.
Getting single coverage now with Rudy, but Rudy's...
Well, the Jazz is Dylan Brooks just beats Royce O'Neal to the basket and lays it up and in. Didn't get any help. Jazz defense in the first quarter is fabulous. Season low 14 points. Jazz defense in the second quarter was abominable. They allowed 33 points. 56-52, Jazz in a tussle. Roll to the rim, Rudy catches. He's double-teamed. He kicks out to Ingles, but the pass was too soft. So the defense can close. Ingles drives, goes behind the back, low catch with a left hand by Rudy. Three on the shot clock. Joe's double teamed, fading in the corner, throws up a prayer. It's no good. Gasol outlets to Brooks. Donovan's back. Donovan has two fouls. He just cuts him off. Gives to Simmons. Right side Brooks. He's open for three. Bricked it. Boy, he was a pretty good three-point shooter at times this year, but he's really missed those last two badly. He's 36% for the season. Ingles driving into the teeth of the defense, wraps around to O'Neal. Ball fakes it over ahead. Now he drives, kicks to Donovan. Catch and shoot three for Donovan. Too hard. And Donovan is 1 of 5 from three.
And when the Jazz are not making shots, it really gets them in trouble. Puts a lot of pressure on their defense.
And the above-the-break three has been the bugaboo for the Jazz and continues to be tonight. Brooks, mid-range jumper short. O'Neal and reach in foul on Simmons.
That's the foul, number two, Kobe Simmons, second personal. That'll be number one for Memphis in the quarter.
Jazz unofficially on the above the break three. Let me do a little math here. Are 2 of 11. And the only two they've made are both right side. Here's Joe. Top. Drives. Big steps. The lane. Underhand. Wild scoop. No. Gobert tries to tip it from Gasol, who fends him off. 56-52. Jazz are struggling offensively because they're not making shots. It's nothing else. But that's a big deal. And Gasol, an offensive foul, hitting Gobert in the face. Lori Holzkamp with the call. Mark doesn't like the call at all.
Well, he's using that off arm to just like push Rudy Gobert. Boy, it's twice he waved his arm and catches Rudy right in the face. Right in front of the official.
8:52 left in third. A quiet crowd. Jazz haven't really got them going. Donovan, hard drive to the basket, fouled by Gasol.
And if that's the case, that's going to be three on Gasol, who has just been flat out hot. 7 for 7 from the field, 4 for 4 from the three-point line.
With the free throws, do we have a chance to check in on Denver? Oh, we're going to go to New Orleans and Cleveland instead. Let's check in there.
In the bonus are the Cavaliers. Larson dribbles to the right wing. Speeds up. Goes baseline. Flies it over the rim. No good. Rebound weak side by Hill. 25 seconds remaining. Hill brings it across. Leaves it for Miller. Back to Hill. He wasn't ready for it. Recovers. Gives to Holiday. Fires for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. J.R. Smith and Davis collide. And Anthony Davis will be whistled for a foul here that sends J.R. Smith to the free throw line, up by three with 17.1 seconds to go.
Cleveland coming back up by three with 17 seconds to go there. Thanks to Sean Kelly, New Orleans had that one in control for a while. Well, next check will be on Denver and Oklahoma City. Gasol bumping and backing, yet to miss tonight, and draws a foul here. He had just gotten called for back-to-back fouls. It was just going to pound into Gobert until he got a whistle to go his way.
And I totally disagree with the way they let this happen. I mean, you can look at that. I mean, he just powers that left shoulder into the midsection of Rudy Gobert. I mean, if you do that on the defensive side of the ball, you're going to get a foul. Why can't it be on the offense? Gasol hits another three.
He's 8 for 8.
They must have given him a two.
20-footer. 8 for 8. 20 points for Marc Gasol. And the game is a three-point game, 57-54. Ingles penetrates, flares it out to O'Neal, rotates to Donovan. Drives with the right hand as Brooks falls down. Kicks to Ingles. Happy Valley three. Pow! They got us to start making some shots. It's nothing more complicated, but that's a corner three, and the above the break three is where the Jazz are just getting great looks and can't make it. Gasol, he checks himself from above the circle. No good. Rebound to the Jazz. First miss of the night for Gasol. Crowder in the game. Rolling to the basket is Gobert. He grabs it. Blocked from behind by Green. Gobert goes down. He's furious. Fast break the other way. Ingles knocks it away, but Gasol picks it up. Gobert has still not come up from the other side. Rudy, come on. 60-56 Jazz. Donovan. No pick set at all. Now the offense is getting a little loose. Here's a pick set by Gobert. Top to Mitchell. Donovan. Low pass to the corner to Ingles. He has to put up a right-hand floater. No good. Gobert going for the rebound. Gets knocked out of the way. Gobert's really frustrated. Jazz are too, and they foul Brooks going the other way. The Jazz are getting their shots inside. They're just not making them. They can't run away. 60-56. Another tussle. And frankly, the defense is not elite right now. The defensive rating for the Jazz right now is a 105, which... it's kind of what just what Memphis is offensively. Maybe Memphis even a little below that. So they're allowing Memphis to execute above their average. Memphis has won two in a row against Minnesota and Portland. 60-56 Utah. The last two losses in this building are making people nervous, including the announcer. Brooks fading and scoring. And frankly, the other thing that's making it nerve-wracking here is the Jazz led this game 29-14 at the end of one quarter. And since then, the Memphis Grizzlies have outscored the Jazz 44-31. They are completely outplaying the Jazz for the last 18 minutes of this basketball game. And the Jazz lead is down to two on the Jazz Radio Network. Is the score here. Jazz only up by two. They led by as many as 17. Memphis has never led. Let's quickly check in on the final seconds of Denver and Oklahoma City.
Paul George takes it out for the Thunder. He's out there with Adams, Westbrook, Grant, and Brewer. Inbound goes to Westbrook. 7 seconds to go. He's on the high left side against Torrey Craig. 4 seconds to go. Dribbles between his legs. Shoots a three. Missed it. Rebound at the horn to Millsap. And we have bonus basketball.
Oklahoma City outscores Denver 35-22 to force overtime. So they're overtime between OKC and Denver. Here the Jazz lead is gone as Marc Gasol hits his fifth three of the game. He has 25 points, and Memphis leads it 61-60.
This is unbelievable shooting. I mean, it's not like he's...
Gobert going down to the ground, then he gets tripped up by Gasol, and a foul called. Rudy's very frustrated tonight. Rudy gets into the personal battle that is Marc Gasol, and they call the foul on Rudy.
Well, they wasn't going to call a foul there at all until Rudy goes down on the floor because Marc Gasol tripped him.
That's Rudy's second. Rudy's out of sorts right now. He'll take a break. Favors will come in to guard Gasol. This is a big battle for Rudy. It goes back to the Spain versus France thing. And Gasol is giving it to him tonight with the outside three. Here's Gasol at the top. He'll take another one. He'll hit another one. Marc Gasol is in another time, in another place, in another zone. He's made a career-high 6 threes. He's got 13 in the quarter. And the Grizzlies lead the Jazz 65-64-60. Timeout Quinn Snyder on the Jazz Radio Network. Memphis Grizzlies open the game hitting just 6 of their first 19 shots. They open the game hitting just 1 of their first 8 three-point shots. Since then, they're on fire. From 3, the Grizzlies are now 7 of 18, so they're 6 of their last 10. And overall, they're 16 of their last 26. And the Jazz are not defending at all. Marc Gasol is dominating, and the Grizzlies lead this game by four.
So if my book is correct, Gasol, Seldon is the only person on the team, only player on the team that has a three other than
Marc Gasol.
Gasol has all the three.
And I believe Dylan Brooks is the only player other than Gasol that scored in the quarter. We played 6 minutes in the quarter. I mean, this is a one-man show. And he's been great. 28 points for the first team All-NBA center. Ready to play Rudy tonight. Donovan has Gasol guarding him. Head fakes. Drives to the basket. Blocked by Gasol, the former defensive player of the year. Picked up by Favors. Given to Dante. Kicks to Crowder. Open three above the break. Air ball. Jazz are 3 of 13 tonight on above the break threes. Crowder's 0 for 3. And he missed that by a mile. 64-60. Jazz down by 4. They led this game by 17 at one point. Driving. Simmons kicks it out to the left side. It's Martin working on, or Green, excuse me. No, it's Martin. Back out to Gasol and a shot clock violation.
Derek is staying with Gasol now. Where Rudy was doing more helping, he was backing away from Gasol 3 or 4 feet. Derek Favors is staying pretty close to him.
Gasol's got 28 points on 11 of 12 shooting. Here's Dante. No Rubio tonight for the Jazz, and it's been noticeable. No Neto. Here's Donovan. Big dribble, underhand. He's fouled first. Zion's bench starting lineup tonight. Joe Ingles has 8. Derek Favors has 8. Rudy Gobert has 6. Royce O'Neal with 7. Donovan with 14. Zion's bank. They haven't forgotten. Has kept them in business. 64-60 is the score. Denver and Oklahoma City are in overtime. Cleveland has beat New Orleans 107-102. Dallas and Minnesota are late in the game and it's close. Here's Donovan at the top. Right-hand dribble. Gives out to Ingles. No space. No advantage. Big steps to the lane. Goes one-on-one. Floats it and scores. You think about Quinn Snyder's offense, Ron. It's advantage basketball. You got to wonder whether they're getting those advantages tonight. And then are they just not making shots? Or are they not ever getting that little advantage? Here's Seldon, who's a scorer. Gives it to Gasol. Fakes the handoff. And Ingles stays tethered to him. And Gasol throws it away. It's tipped out of bounds by Favors. 6 on the shot clock. Officials tonight are Lauren Holtkamp, Pat Frayer, and Jason Phillips. Seldon inbounding. Favors attached to Gasol. He tries to throw him away. Bounce pass to a back-cutting Martin. No good. Loose ball. Rebound rolling. Picked up. Diving out of bounds. Falling on top of the ball is a Grizzly. And it's Ben McLemore, and that'll be out of bounds.
Gasol is 7'1", and they list him at 255, but I know he's heavier than that. He just threw his body into the deep to the Jazz player, kept him from picking up the ball.
Ingles, bounce pass to Favors, attacks the 10 and dunks. Joe Ingles, Derek Favors, the Jazz best pick and roll combination, connecting tonight. Tied at 64, Jazz firing back. Jazz been outscored 17-12 in the quarter and 50-35 since the first quarter. Seldon tightly guarded by Ingles, and a foul on Joe.
Number 3 for the Jazz.
4 minutes left here. Two great ones wrapping up around the Western Conference. We'll try to get to them in a minute.
Marshawn Brooks, number 8 for the Jazz.
Marshawn Brooks comes in. He played his first game of the year in Portland. Scored 12 or 14 in the fourth quarter. Scored 40 a game in China. Trying to drive, getting cut off his tee. Gives to the left side, and the step-back jumper by McLemore is good. 66-64 Memphis. Dante at the top. Right corner Joe. He's got some airspace, didn't take it. He's got Davis guarding. He was a big man. Jabs right, steps back left, can't beat him. Now he takes a left-hand dribble into his body, slides by him and scores. Try again, and finally make your way to the rim. Tied at 66. We've only had three ties and one lead change. And a three from the left side from Selden. Up and in and out. Memphis is 8 of 19 from behind the arc. They're shooting 56%, 42% from three. And they're torching the Jazz right now defensively. Rolling favors. Cross-court pass. Exum corner three. Got it! Dante Exum. Boy, that shot looks so pure, Ron. What a smooth release from Dante right there. Tied at 69. Dante's second corner three of the game. Teague driving, reach in foul on Dante. The Jazz are 7 of 21 from three, but only three of those are above the break. They are the above the break three, where the lines come out and then they curl, is a shot that the Jazz are below 30% since the All-Star break, and it's a problem tonight. Thurl Bailey joins us now. The pass goes out to the wing and stolen by O'Neal. Selden's trailing. O'Neal goes into his body, lays it up, finishes on a foul. Royce O'Neal.
He comes in the ball game and immediately makes a big play.
Thurl Bailey, when we talked to you last, the Jazz were in complete control. Since then, it's been utter domination from Memphis. What have you seen?
Well, it's been utter domination for Marc Gasol. I mean, everything centers around him, not just the fact that he was scoring, but the Grizzlies were moving the ball around, and he's a great passer, as you well know. So the Jazz need more of what we just saw from Royce O'Neal.
They kind of picked the ball pace up as well. I mean, they were playing a lot faster, it seemed like, in that second quarter.
By the way, give credit. Jazz were down 61-60 when Favors came in. McLemore, three, no good. Rebound O'Neal. Jazz by three. O'Neal brings up the left side. Jazz got a guy who could dribble and pass, and they figured they could figure it out, and he passes here to Dante. Back cut the jam. O'Neal finds Dante. Jazz by five, 74-69. 8-0 run. Timeout. We'll keep it here. As the Jazz stretch out to a five-point lead. Thurl's with us, but I would like to check in on one of those great games that's finishing up. Where should we go, Adrian? All right, not an answer yet, so we'll go back to Thurl. The interesting to me, by the way, on Gasol, he got going tonight in the corners. There's a uniqueness to that. Bigs usually pop back out into the back.
Yeah.
Him going to the corner seemed to really fluster Rudy a little bit.
Well, you know, Rudy's always in help mode. You know, and I think he was straying away a little bit too far from Gasol and just couldn't get back. Gasol has a quick release. Once he catches it, he gets rid of it. So thought that was giving some problems. You can see that Derek Favors is playing just a little tighter. I don't know if that's the way Quinn wanted him to play Gasol or if that's just something he's doing on his own.
Gasol has only missed one shot all night. It was a somewhat ridiculous deep three.
That was one of those
how good
heat
am
checks,
I?
Huh? You still there, Big T?
Yeah. Sorry. Got a little fuzzy there for a second. But and that's the game plan, guys. You need to really draw the defender, most notably Rudy Gobert, out on the floor. He's really not going to drive by you, but he's such a good passer that with Rudy not being in the paint, you know, Rudy's got to make a decision.
74-69. Jazz by five. AB's in the game with Dante, Crowder, O'Neal, and Favors. Gasol is out. That may have changed the game as well. Deontay Davis comes and sets a pick. He plays the game about the speed of molasses in January. Driving to the basket and blocked is Selden. Shot clock violation as the ball goes out of bounds.
That was a great patience by Derek Favors reading that layup.
Let's quickly go to Denver and Oklahoma City.
Keep happening. That's unbelievable. Paul George against.
We don't know why, though. We'll have to try to find out. Crowder drives, pass deflected off the hands of Dante, out of bounds. That game is in its final seconds. Jason Kosminski is losing his mind over there. See if we can get an answer of why. Adrian will monitor it for us. 74-69. pull-up jumper at the free throw line is up and in for Memphis's Marshawn Brooks.
they got a couple of guys with nice mid-range games.
Crowder, quick release three, banks it in. That was a really ill-advised shot. It doesn't make a lot of sense when you're 1-for-6. But if you bank it in, nobody will remember. Here's another shot from Brooks, and it's good again. Marshawn Brooks.
And now he gets the three right back.
13 tonight. Second game of the NBA season. Hadn't played since the last game of the year, 2014. 77-74 Jazz. O'Neal kicks to the corner. Crowder's going to try again. No glass to help this time. He misses. Loose ball rebound. Favors comes up with it. How does he get that?
Effort.
35 seconds left in the quarter. O'Neal kicks to the corner. It's Exum again. X marks the spot. Dante Exum, what a burst for us tonight. Three threes, 13 points in 17 minutes. How about it, kid? Jazz on a 14-5 run to take an 80-74 lead. Brooks working the top. It's going to be his turn and his turn only. Right hand in and out dribble. Driving at Crowder and a foul on Crowder. 9 seconds left in the quarter. Adrian, do we ever find out what happened? All right, we'll have it for you in a minute. 9 seconds left in the third quarter. Utah and Memphis. Jazz lead it by 6. Guys, what's your thoughts on the keys to the fourth quarter here?
Well, I like the energy, and I understand why Royce O'Neal was inserted in the starting lineup. He brings that energy, especially on the defensive end, and it creates some good things offensively that we've been seeing as of late. So let's see. The objective here is to get some distance, a little more distance than we've seen between these two teams.
Better do it with Gasol off the floor. 4-point lead. Here's 4 seconds left. Donovan pulls into a three, misses. Tip follow, no. Tip follow again, no. Horn sounds. We go to the fourth. The Jazz have 5 guys in double figures, led by Donovan's 14, and they lead by just 4, 80-76 on the Jazz Radio Network. Here the Jazz lead by 4 heading down the stretch of the fourth quarter. They lead it 80-76. Let's go back to Denver and Oklahoma City and find out what happened in that craziness.
Tap is controlled by Paul George. It's pinged around, grabbed by Westbrook. Top of the key, George. Down low, Grant leans in. Blocked by Plumlee. Grabbed by Millsap. And he's fouled with 5.5 seconds to go. Mason Plumlee with Denver's defensive play of the year.
Mason Plumlee gets the big stop. Jazz come out with a lot of energy here. Dante Exum actually intercepts the inbound pass. Goes to try to save it off the Grizzlies player. Grizzly player gets it, brings it up, and Dante forces him to turn it over a second time.
Boy, he raced down the floor, got right back into play. He just didn't take his time getting back down the floor.
Then and now Dante turns it over the other way, and Ingles bumps the McLemore coming the other way to commit the Euro foul. Well, the Jazz, here's the good news. The Jazz have only lost 2 games all year at home when they led going to the fourth quarter. Here's the bad news. The last 2.
Oh, so we can't make it 3 in a row.
Grizzlies are 3-45 when trailing going to the fourth. Fadeaway jumper, left side, no good. Rebound controlled by the Jazz. Marc Gasol has been dominant. He's not in the game for Memphis. Alec Burks getting time tonight. Dribbles into a double team, bounce to the corner. Happy Valley, Joe Ingles, corner 3, good. Assist, Alec Burks.
That's 3, and that's that corner 3. I mean, anytime you're driving baseline, I mean, that's...
Seldon driving, a head bobs like a bobblehead, so he draws a foul on Allen. By the way, that 3 by Joe Ingles that gave the Jazz the 83-76 lead was the Jazz.
No, that wasn't a shot.
They're ruling it a shot. Joe Ingles is arguing with Jason Phillips about it. Ron Boone is not leaving the broadcast booth to go argue. But the Jazz do not win the argument. But let me say what I was going to say anyway. Joe Ingles' corner 3 there was the Jazz' 10th 3 of the game. 10 threes means
$100. Not just $100, that's $100 for the Huntsman Cancer Institute, courtesy of Mounted America. You can learn more about Mounted America's community involvement at macu.com.
Free throw's good, 83-77.
Yeah, that was a lob that the officials, oh well.
Second one, good as well. 83-78. Jazz by five. Dante has got 13 points, drives to the rack, beats everybody and scores. Oh, my, there's a Ferrari on the court, and everybody else is some other brand of car that I don't want to say disparaging Lord, things
first,
about.
That first step is just unbelievable. It
he
is
just
so
quick.
Fast.
Dante's got 15 and a turnover on Seldon. Dante 5-6 tonight, getting extended minutes tonight with Ricky Rubio out and showing the world what he can do.
Dante now with how many minutes on the floor?
19. He's got 15 points.
And that foul was on Davis. Is that right?
Yes. Davis checks out. So they're super small right now. As Gobert checks back in, they're going to play Rab as the five. Dante flares up top to Ingles. Drives with the right hand, kicks to the corner to O'Neal. He drives the baseline. Underhand scoop up top, or underhand pull it up top, goes over Gobert and right to the Grizzlies. Pass down low, knocked away by Dante. Loose ball picked up by McLemore. Big steps to the rack. High arcer over Gobert, no good. Ingles taps it off the glass. Picked up by Rab in the midst of three Jazz players. McLemore grabs it, flies to the rim and scores. 85-80. Dante's got a season-high 15. Gives to Gobert, hands back to Ingles. Finds Gobert on the roll through traffic. He's fouled, and Rudy will get two free throws. Rudy goes to the line for two. Let's go to the end of Denver, Oklahoma City.
Will Barton trying to win the game for Denver at the free throw line. He wins it if he makes it. Got it, nothing but net. It's a two-possession game with 3.6 to go. Westbrook in a quarterback formation. Whips it the front court to Adams. In the corner, of Abrines three. Got it. 0.1 to go, but Denver's still up one. And there's the horn. The Nuggets' wheels come off in the fourth quarter, but they do enough to hang on and beat the Thunder by one in overtime.
Wow. And that may save their season to keep them engaged. Oklahoma City loses their 33rd game of the year or 32nd? 33rd game of the year, I believe, for Oklahoma City.
33rd. They're now 44-33. The Jazz win tonight.
They hold with Oklahoma City, but we lose that tiebreaker. Three over Ingles and a foul called on Ingles. The shot's no good as Marshawn Brooks landed on Joe Ingles and twisted an ankle, and Joe will get the foul called for going underneath him on the shot. That's a good call.
That's a good call. I mean,
crowd didn't like it all, but Joe's foot went from about 2 feet behind the 3-point line to the backside of the 3-point line.
Yeah, that's something you got to get players so they can come down. I mean, you can't get underneath their feet. This is something they've been watching, you know, quite a bit because there's been rumors that some players do that intentionally.
Bruce Bowen.
Yeah.
Bruce Bowen. Do we have anything on Denver, Minnesota? Or are we closed on that one? All right, let me update you everything on the scoreboard tonight then. Here's the scoreboard tonight of games we care about as they're going through the Siegfried and Jensen review brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen. Reviewing injury cases for the last 30 years, Siegfried and Jensen. All right.
So what do they have to look at here?
Three shots.
Work.
Make sure it was a three. All right, so Minnesota held off Dallas tonight, 93-92 after trailing most of the way. They then had a 12-point lead midway through the fourth, but then lost much of the lead but held on for the win. So Minnesota beats Dallas 93-92. Minnesota has 33 losses, as do the Jazz.
And 44 wins.
Yes. Denver beats Oklahoma City 126-125. Denver has 35 losses. Oklahoma City now has 33. New Orleans, Cleveland beat New Orleans. New Orleans now has 33 losses. 107-102. Brooks makes the first two free throws here. Anthony Davis in that game had 16 on 6 of 19 shooting, so he did not continue his hot streak. Rodney Hood had 16 for the Cleveland Cavaliers on 7 of 11 shooting in 28 minutes. Nice job, Rod. All right. 85-83, the Jazz are in a tussle with the Grizzlies. They only have one lob to the rim. Ingles finds Gobert, lays it up and in. Marc Gasol, who dominated this game, has not played yet in the fourth quarter. And did not play much at the end of the third. Pull-up jumper, top no good, rebound comes down to the Jazz. They lead by 4. Dante right side, comes off a double stagger with a left-hand dribble into the paint. Tries, not sure what he tried, but it got knocked out of bounds. Was that a shot, a pass?
That looked like he was going to try a left-handed lob there to the front of the rim. Can't imagine him trying to make a layup that far away from the basket. Underhand, you know what I mean?
Would have brought the house down.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell checks in for Dante. 20 minutes for Dante. 15 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists.
Let me ask you, do you see Gasol on the bench?
I do not. Unless he's the second to last guy, then maybe I do. Unless that's Chandler Parsons. Crossover dribble, Donovan's fouled. Marc Gasol's the second to last guy, isn't he?
Oh, yes. He's got his jersey. I mean, his warm-up.
I mean, Memphis is pretty trying awfully hard to get into the right position of things. Currently tied with Atlanta. I don't think they'd go to such a level that they don't play Marc Gasol in the fourth quarter to do that, but you never know.
Got 9 minutes.
87-83. Donovan to the free throw line. Free throw's good. Donovan with 15 tonight. What a night for Dante, Ron. 15 points, 5 of 7 shooting, 3 of 4, hit 3 corner threes, 3 assists, good defense. Super to see. Donovan misses the second free throw. His free throw shooting over the last 10 games is just 73%. It has finally started to slide off a little bit. Pass down low. Easy layup for McLemore. He missed it. Crowder gets the rebound after getting beat on the back cut. Early drag from Gobert, and Crowder's fouled on the floor before the shot goes up. Jazz lead at 88-83. Jazz defense tonight has not having a big impact. The offense is having, despite some of the three-point shooting woes, particularly the above-the-break three, they're doing everything else fabulously. Shooting 53% overall. Their effective field goal percentage is 61% tonight. The offense is churning at a very, very high rate. 88-83. Donovan, double team, gets the ball knocked away, now regains it. Flips the pass right to the defender on a left-hand cross-court pass. Simmons loses it. They bring it back to Brooks, who lays it up and in, Dylan Brooks. 88-85. Crowd is really not into it. They're just nervous.
Yes.
Lost 3 of their last 5 have the Jazz. The offense is not moving very fluidly tonight without Rubio. Mitchell drives to the basket. Fouled and finishes. Donovan's left hand. Donovan's left hand is bothering him. Ron, if you're a right-handed player and your left hand has got something wrong with it, does it impact you?
Yeah, only if you're dribbling the basketball or you're afraid of getting it hit when you drive to the basket or something.
When he fell down there, he didn't fall his usual way. He purposely didn't, like, bring that finger down at all. Free throw rattles out. If it's your guide hand on your shot, it's not impacting you?
Shouldn't have any. That's just – that guide hand is just holding the ball. I mean, it's not even holding the ball. It's just keeping it straight so you can release the basketball. And another missed free throw here by Donovan.
Donovan's middle finger is heavily bandaged tonight. He had it at shoot-around today. He was wearing a bandage on his hand in interviews the other night. Austin Horton asked him about it. Working the dribble is Simmons. Top to Brooks. Dylan Brooks, their leading scorer on the floor, drives to the right side, pulls into a mid-range jumper. It's a really long. Rebound goes off the hand of A.B. right to Ingles. Mitchell, Ingles, Burks, Crowder, and Gobert. Lob into the post to Crowder. 7:40 to play. Double team comes. Bullets it down low to Gobert. He can't handle that pass because he's fouled. And then McLemore pushes him in the back. Rudy stands up for himself. And we all go pretend like we're all really mad. What was that?
I don't understand why he was.
Why would he do that?
Upset.
I don't know if they're going to review it, but they review it. If they review it, they have to go give him a technical foul just because you shouldn't do that. It's not a big deal, but they just call a foul.
No, they got him a tech.
No, they got him. And a technical foul charge, number 23. McLemore, inconsistent career. Well, that woke up the crowd. Donovan will shoot the free throws. Donovan's only 4 of 7 from the line tonight. And this one barely made it in. He shakes his head.
Starting to aim, David.
He really, I mean, he's not shooting the ball great, Ronnie. 41% in the last 10 games, 29% from 3, 73%. I mean, there is a chance that the burden on this guy has begun to wear him down a little bit.
Yeah, it has to. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on him, and, you know, he could be getting a little tired there as well.
And I think it's worth noting, and I don't mean this critically to his teammates, is Gobert, first free throw is no good. You look at the other elite scorers in the league. Russell Westbrook's got Paul George. LeBron's got Kevin Love. Steph Curry's got Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. James Harden's got Chris Paul and Eric Gordon. No offense, but Donovan Mitchell's got Ricky Rubio and Joe Ingles.
Yeah. You know, discuss that, I don't think it resonates sometimes with a lot of people.
7-point game for the Jazz, 92-85. Right side, driving, floating, missing his Simmons, gets his own rebound on a pogo stick, back up and in. 92-87, 5-point game with a lot of time left. 7:15 to play. Marc Gasol is yet to play the fourth quarter. Donovan driving hard off the basket, glass and in, but they'll rule it before the foul.
Documented by Kobe Simmons. That will be number 5.
Simmons picks up his fifth foul. Donovan, Jazz aren't running a lot of offense right now. Donovan's just beating guys. And Donovan looking to get 20 tonight. Donovan's
supposed to be on some show or something.
Oh, I don't know. Short with another free throw. I'm going, by the way, that finger is bothering his free throws. Because Donovan hasn't missed four free throws in a game all year.
I can't imagine that. And maybe I'm being a little selfish.
Because it didn't bother you.
I don't think it would, you know.
Donovan Mitchell, by the way, has 18 points. If he crosses over 20 tonight, he gets into some pretty elite category. The only guys who've scored 20 in 42 games as a rookie in the last 20 years are Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, and Carmelo Anthony. 93-87. Rapp working on favors, who's replaced Gobert, gets it knocked away. Loose ball, Brooks picks it up. Left side, Seldon. One-on-one on Ingles. Step back three, no. Burks comes in for the rebound. AB's played a solid 14 minutes tonight for the Jazz. AB works the left side. Lines up a three straight down the barrel. Line drive never got higher than the rim. 93-87. Brooks comes the other way, right through AB, and lays it up and in. Quinn calls a timeout. That no pass possession on the other end is not going to endear yourself to Quinn Snyder. 93-89, 6:30 left in the fourth on the Jazz Radio Network.
NBA Now on the Utah Jazz Radio Network. LeBron James.
Here's LeBron James at the left point. He'll find Nance straight away, get it back. He has 6 to shoot. He's guarded by Hill. He shakes out. Hill goes to the basket and hammers it home. And there it is. LeBron James now holds the NBA record for the longest consecutive double-digit scoring streak as he has just done it for the 867th straight time. Oh, my.
Ron Boone, you played in 1,041 straight.
Yes.
LeBron's getting close to that, to double figures straight. It's really incredible to break Michael Jordan's record of consecutive games of double figures. I actually thought that was close to unbreakable.
Yes. You know, it's with LeBron, the comments that he made about wanting to dominate at a later age, I mean, being an older person in the league.
Well, he's doing it.
He's definitely doing it.
Exum back in the game. Cross-court pass to Ingles. Drives the lane. Kicks to the corner. Donovan drives. 5 on the clock. Hesitates. Throws a bad pass. Intercepted. locked away. Ingles commits a foul in the open court. Jazz are actually very good offensively tonight. It doesn't really feel it. Defensively, they just haven't gotten enough stops. But the game is not, is very slow, and it's relatively high scoring, 93-89. But the Jazz are not breaking away. Their effective field goal percentage is 61%, which is great. Free throws no good by T. Mark Gasol has still not come back in this game.
Well, if he's not in now, he's not coming.
Well, that is sticking to the Memphis Grizzly game plan. He misses both free throws. Jazz get Chick-fil-A. There's much more important things than Chick-fil-A, but free food's nice. Ingles, left-hand dribble, stops, throws to the corner, throws it away. Exum saves it, baseballs it out to Ingles, rotates to Donovan. Donovan takes a deep three off the bounce and hits. 20 points for Donovan Mitchell, 22. He becomes the fourth rookie in the last 20 years to score 20 or more in 42 games. Jeff Teague just took a timeout because he didn't know the signal of the play calls because
exactly.
He's been with the team so rarely.
Exactly. He was trying to call a play, and he thought he was signaling, let's get a timeout.
We'll take the timeout as well. Donovan Mitchell has 22 points to give the Jazz a 96-89 lead on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz lead at 96-89. It's actually their biggest lead in some time. Elsewhere tonight, one other important game, Portland and the Clippers are taking place. We'll check in on that in just a moment. Marc Gasol has not played the fourth quarter for Memphis after dominating this game tonight. Brooks at the elbow, cross-court pass to Martin. Guarded by Ingles, he drives into Ingles' body, comes over, favors, alters the shot, loose ball, rebound, Exum has it. Dante bursts out of traffic with a left-hand dribble, bumps into Brooks. Comes back out left side, one-hand pass back to Ingles. Derek Favors has played very well tonight. Ingles driving, lost the ball, out of bounds. Memphis ball. No Rubio tonight for the Jazz. Donovan's played 33 minutes. Royce has played 31. Gobert 29. Ingles 32 with 5:11 left.
And that's turnover number
16 on the Jazz.
16.
A little bit too many. Deontay Davis checks in, so we're not going to see Marc Gasol in the fourth quarter tonight. Well, they are sticking to their quest, aren't they? 96-89, 5 minutes to play in the fourth. Jazz by seven. Jazz are in Minnesota on Sunday for a big one. Timberwolves beat Dallas by one tonight. Here's Teague, right side McLemore, drives in the middle of the lane, fends off on Mitchell, floats it and scores. 96-91, 4:50 to play. Donovan to the front court with 22. It's what he's been averaging since December 1st. He explodes to the basket. A lot of contact. Off the window. Wild shot. No good. Juan to foul. Favors got hit. He isn't coming back down the floor. 5-on-4. Pass down low to Davis. Knocked away by Ingles and a foul from behind on Ingles. 5-on-Joe. Jazz cannot afford to have Joe Ingles foul out of this game without Rubio.
5-on-Joe, and that's 4 in this quarter. He hit the basketball, but then his follow-through catches the arm of Davis.
4:31 left here. Let's look in on Portland and the Clippers.
Blazers now by 4 after those 2 free throws by Lillard. Lou Williams is up top, accelerates down the left side of the lane. They get it to the left corner to Austin Rivers. Trying to create space, lunging with his right foot, invited baseline. He takes the bait. He goes to the rim, kicks it right side to Lou with 4 to shoot. He grinds into the paint, hands it off to Montrez to the cup with 2. A whistle and a foul. Oh, my. Had that gone down, you could say literally he would have dunked over the entire Blazers squad.
Well, they're in a close one. Deontay Davis here misses both free throws. Memphis has missed 4 straight free throws, and the Jazz lead at 96-91. Portland with a slight lead over the Clippers. We really need Portland to win that game. Favors kicks to the corner. Dante bypasses the 3, attacks the rack with a high right-hand floater, and scores off the window for Dante Exum. 17 for Dante. nearing a career high. Top, Seldon, he's a scorer, has Favors backpedaling. Favors suffocates him and knocks it out of bounds.
You know, you're talking about the switch the teams are doing when there's a mismatch. We just saw Dante and Royce O'Neal do that on the weak side of the floor.
Favors, two blocks away from a career 700 after that one. 17-7 run for the Jazz gave them this lead. Now they're trying to hold it. McLemore bricks the three. Rebound O'Neal. Jazz by seven. Dante's career high is 22. He's got 17 tonight. Here's Ingles with Favors. Ingles retreats out. Gets the pick from Derek. Works to his left. Swings it up top to Donovan. Donovan crosses over into a tough three with the shot clock about to expire. Swirls out. Donovan, 2 of 8 from 3 tonight, has 22 points. 98-91. Wide open at the rim, laying it up is McLemore, and Favors eradicates it. Derek Favors with rim protection. Dante, back to the basket, swirls in the lane, right hand, floater, scored it! Oh, what a night for Dante! 19! And boy, do the Jazz ever need them.
And how about this? I just was handed this, David. Jazz have not scored over 100 points against the Memphis Grizzlies since 2010. That's 27 consecutive games.
Turnover. Picked up by Mitchell. Outlet to O'Neal. Gives to Ingles, and he packs it with a left hand. Joe Ingles with a left hand Australian hammer.
And now they're over 100 points for the first time in 28 consecutive games.
And a largest lead of the second half, 11, 102-91. And Joe Ingles dunks.
Third or fourth of the year, boy.
He is 6'8". Timeout on the floor by J.B. Bickerstaff. Jazz may have finally let everyone in this building breathe. But Joe, that is the fourth dunk of the year and the 15th of his career.
Just met some people down, just visiting from Australia.
Well, that's right.
I think you got a chance to talk to them there as well.
The Jazz finally burst out. Interesting, by the way, tonight, Derek Favors closing instead of Rudy Gobert.
Well, Derek has done a great job, especially in defending Marc Gasol there late in that third quarter. As Marc scored 13 points in the third period, he had 3 3-point field goals. And as you mentioned, has not seen any time here in the fourth.
Marc Gasol, by the way, checked out of this game at a 61-60 Memphis lead midway through the third and never checked back into the game. Dante steals the inbound, lays it up and in! 21 for Exum. Second time tonight he's stolen the inbound. Well, what a night for Dante.
You call a timeout and you come up with that. That drives a coach crazy.
That gets you close to pizza. 104-91, Jazz on a 16-6 run. Step back three, right side, Marshawn Brooks. Just when we think we're about to breathe. Well, Dante Exum's going to be our efficiency report tonight, no question. Cross court, Dante, right corner. Ball fakes a three, attacks, search, dribble, gives it over to Favors, powers it up, foul, they'll get two free throws. Favors got hit on the right knee on that.
Yeah, those bang knees as he was trying to slice between. Around, rather.
Your efficiency player of the night brought to you by WCF Insurance, reminding you to be careful out there. Dante Exum, 8 of 10 from the floor, 21 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. What a fabulous night for Dante. Marshawn Brooks' play is now a 2, not a 3, as they did a Siegfried and Jensen review, reviewing injury cases and helping people in Utah for over 30 years. They'll call that a 2. Sunday, Jazz are in Minnesota. Steve Brown will be in my chair, along with Steve Brown. Ron Boone will be on television with Craig Bolajack.
So it'll be the Brown and Brown, right?
That's right. We'll be back. We're just going to move on. Thank goodness Thurl's not on the mic right now. He'd be cracking a bunch of jokes and getting us in trouble. Favors, free throw, no good. Derek is not comfortable at the free throw line right now. 104-93, Jazz largest lead of the second half when they need it most. 2 minutes to play here in the fourth. Derek's second free throw, the right foot in front of the left. Short. 0 for 4 tonight. 2 minutes to play. 104-93. Brooks working on Exum. Underhand scoop at the rim, no good. Rebound Ingles. Dante's playing defense so much better than he did a year ago. He used to put his hands out. He's now got them out and wide, so he's not getting called for those fouls.
Yeah, they want your palms up.
Ingles drives, finds Favors on the roll. He gets it stripped on the way up, and a foul. No, the ball went up underneath the basket. Derek was going up to do damage. Ball got knocked away and actually went up through the basket and out the other way. Jazz fans, season tickets for next year are available. Give you playoff priority for this year. Call 801-325-DUNK. Operators are standing by. Season tickets to see this team next season. You know, you're wishing you had them all year this year on this run. This has been incredible. Here's Brooks. Pick and roll with Rapp. Left side. O'Neal defending beautifully. Denies. Brooks tries to beat him with a crossover. To the basket. Scores it. Nice move.
You notice
he can score in any language.
That was single coverage there as well. It wasn't any help given there at all.
Donovan splits the double team. Kicks to the corner to O'Neal. Rotates the Ingles. Back to Royce. Corner three for Royce is good. That's important. He has not shot the three well since the All-Star break. He did not take it. Joe Ingles gave it back to him and said, you've got to take that. Jazz are switching everything defensively right now. Pass into Rapp. Free throw line jumper. Nope. It's a pizza night tonight. PapaJohns.com tomorrow. Promo code JAZZ50. And you get 50% off every regular menu price pizza. O'Neal, another corner three. Swirl deep inside. Pinball's out. Use the promo code JAZZ50 at Papa John's tomorrow, and you get yourself a 50% off regular menu price pizza. Brooks, beautiful crossover. Step back three. Too hard off the handle. Brooks, loose ball, and O'Neal knocks it away. Fouls him. Brooks shot 41% in China over the last three seasons. He's really become a scorer. He's probably going to make himself a...
Find a roster spot, huh?
That's right. I mean, he'll play in the league next year, I think. He's got to remember he's his teammates. That was not his strength the first time through the league. Free throw's good. Brooks has 23 tonight. Not a bad way to enter into the league. Come back out of China. Join the team, drop 20 on back-to-back nights in the year.
Now, was this the same team that Stephon Marbury played for?
I don't think so, but I got to tell you, my Chinese basketball knowledge, Ron, is a little limited.
Expect better out of you.
I know,
baby.
I know you do. Not only could I not tell the difference between one team and the other when I looked at it, I can't tell you who was on each roster. Sorry to let you down.
That's all right.
Jazz win tonight, 107-97. Much needed. And Memphis played around nicely, not playing Marc Gasol for the last 18 minutes of tonight's game. 107-97 the final. So the Jazz add this win to their total. And Joe Ingles is with Austin Horton.
Joe, you guys, it's always a grind with Memphis. We withstood it. What changed in the fourth quarter for you guys to pull this one out?
We just tried to execute. We knew it was going to be a grind. They've got a good young team that obviously plays super hard every night. Mark was tearing us apart there for a minute. We just stuck with it. Stuck with the game plan and we're able to finish off strong.
How much did your role change without Ricky tonight?
I mean, it's different. Obviously, we started Donovan. X came in and played unreal. He was huge for us in that last quarter, and been able to break the paint, get on the rim, and make plays for other guys. A couple of good steals there at the end, and I mean, he was a huge part to push that lead out.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe Ingles, David.
Well, the story of the night is Dante Exum, no question. You know, you knew he was going to get extended minutes tonight for the first time without Ricky Rubio, and boy, did he ever answer, Ron Boone.
Yeah,
21 points in 27 minutes.
Yeah, he definitely brought speed, energy, got a ton of layups, got a couple of three-point shots, got a rhythm going very much into the game, and it's amazing what those minutes will do for you. I mean, and he needed it because, you know, you're looking at a guy who's been sitting out watching his teammates play and wanting to get out there and wanting extended minutes because, you know, when he came back, and now he gets a chance. Now he got a chance.
One short of his career high tonight, which was 22. 21 for Exum, which leads the Jazz to off the bench. 22 for Donovan Mitchell. And the offense did the job tonight, Ron. I always love looking at the ratings at the end of the game. The Jazz offense tonight, a 117. That is one of the better offensive nights of the year for the Utah Jazz. Defensively, what was your thought on why they could never get this one going tonight?
Well, it was all about Gasol. I mean, without a doubt, it was him. I mean, he was the one that single-handedly, you know, got the damage. 15 points at the half, 28 after three, you know, and the separation between him and Rudy was just too far. And he got into a rhythm, started knocking down those three-point shots, and all of a sudden, the Jazz trailed. They trailed by as many as, what, four? Yeah, that was the biggest lead for the Grizzlies.
By the way, just give you a note about the, comes out to be about the 14th best offensive game of the year for the Jazz this year. So really, very, very good offensive game for Utah. They win this one on that end of the floor. 107-97, they beat Memphis, a half to win. Huge one Sunday in Minnesota. Steve Brown will be on the call. He'll be coming your direction a little before, 5 o'clock Mountain Time and 6 o'clock Minnesota Time is 5 o'clock here, I believe. Right? Right? I'm
something
right on that.
Like that.
Yeah, I'm right on that. I'm pretty certain I'm right on that. So a little bit before 5 o'clock, and the pregame show will start prior to that. 107-97. Thanks to Kylie Young, Lily Checkets, along with Sean Adrian and the crew tonight. Jazz win it by 10. Have a good night and be safe.